In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. To the Church of God, to those that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called as saints, together with all those who in every place call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote those words to the Corinthians, but he may have written those words to you this morning. Paul understood that all those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus are saints and worthy to be remembered as such. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints, a day when we remember and celebrate all the saints who through the ages have taken to heart their baptismal vows and lived lives worthy of the promises of Christ. Today also, across the church, we welcome those who will be baptized into the body of Christ. It is through our baptism that we are sanctified in Christ Jesus and sealed with the Holy Spirit. And it is through baptism that we start the journey to become saints, as Paul implied. Our lives are journeys from birth to death, and sometimes life is extraordinarily short and sometimes remarkably long. No matter what length the life is, Jesus calls us to live it in a way that is true and blessed. And the Hebrew word that we have for happy or blessed is ashar, and it's found in the opening sentence of Psalm 1, and it is best translated as to find the right road. Our life's journey is to find the right road. For Christians, it starts with our baptism. Jesus invites us to walk life's journey together, and to learn and discover truth as Jesus and the prophets of God lay it out. Thus we follow the right road. Our discipleship, our responding to the call of Jesus and our baptism into the body of Christ reminds us that the journey of faithfulness that is life as God intended. When Jesus calls us to this journey, we join a long line of all those that have gone before and those who are our contemporary companions on the way. The Feast of All Saints is a time in our liturgical calendar when we pause to reflect on what sainthood looks like in the light of the blessings Jesus has taught and all the saints that have made a difference in our lives. We can reflect on our feelings or stirred by these words of Jesus and the memories of the saints we know and the response that we feel called to make. We are indeed called upon to meditate on the lives of the saints as we make decisions about our own lives. There are great discoveries to be had about life by reflecting on the lives of those people central to one's journey. Our history is full of saints who have followed the right road. Their life stories are often documented and upheld for us as example of virtuous lives. Some have had their lives documented in ways that makes their discoveries and their experiences accessible to us. But many more, though, are not widely known, and their lives have not been documented. The sacred stories of the lesser-known saints are no less virtuous. For many of us, we hold dear the memory of those people that shaped our lives of faith. Maybe a parent or a grandparent, a priest or a pastor, or a trusted friend or a companion. Maybe it was the saints of old, like Benedict or Francis, Constance and her companions in Memphis who died saving those who were infirmed. Or for me, someone like Mary MacKillop, who was Australia's first recognised saint. They all inspire us to a deeper spiritual life of service. For Jesus, many people shaped his own life of faith. His Heavenly Father first and foremost, of course, but his parents and his cousin John, the temple priests and rabbis, his friends, his disciples, and all those that he healed. Today we hear the story of the death of his friend Lazarus. The news of his death and the mourning of Mary, Martha, and the companions brought Jesus to tears. And Lazarus must have meant a lot to Jesus, as he is one of the only recorded names that Jesus brought back to life. I'm sure for you, you could name many people that have had a significant impact on your life. And for me, there has been a number of people. Not all were perfect and not all were baptized. But each person was important to me in different ways. Some were only in my life for a few hours or a few days. And I recall a woman named Renee, who was a homeless woman I met when I was in seminary in Chelsea. Or Lynn, a transgender woman I met when she was a patient at New York Presbyterian Columbia Hospital. Another was Jordan, a young reformed gang member I met who found Jesus in prison. And his desire to turn his life around and to be loved was inspirational. A man from my days in Sydney called Radio John, who was a man who lived on the streets, and he suffered with intense mental illness. But he taught me that serious disabilities were no barrier to prayer. And one of his prayers one morning at our prayer group brought me to tears. Margaret was the wife of one of my priests, and she helped me to understand a recurrent dream I was having about fear, and I couldn't quite work it out, but it really was the fear of committing to a life of Jesus. All these people continue to have an impact on my life as I bring to memory the encounters that we had. Many others have been in my life for a long time, and I remember my parents who had me baptized and raised me in a Christ-centered home. Dorothy, our neighbour, who was a woman of deep faith and sacrificed her life to care for her mother. And my dear friend Prue, from my church in Sydney, who constantly teaches me that one's own trauma and grief are not barriers to ministry, but rather experiences that bring us closer to those we serve in Christ's name. Each has informed my understanding of God and has deepened my own spiritual life. And I'm sure if we paused here for a moment that you would be able to bring to mind those that have been very close to you and have changed your lives, either through encounters or through long relationships. We have to be able to have open hearts to enable us to be informed by the blessings offered by these saints. We have to be able to understand that we have what we are experiencing as God's Spirit seeks to shape our lives by connecting us to these people. But learning how to be open takes commitment and perseverance. Our spiritual openness comes through our desire for fellowship, for common worship, and for prayer, for a desire for spiritual formation and inquiry, to serve others in Jesus' name, and our willingness to share our experiences with other people. Most of us in our diocesan family are well educated and conversant with the complex world in which we live. Many, though, are not conversant with the development of a deep inner spiritual life. It can be so easy to shut down spiritual formation, but when we do, we find life more difficult and we will experience God as moving away from us. Ignoring the development of our spiritual lives will result in us becoming dry and finding the discoveries of life more materialistic and more heartfelt and less heartfelt. Being able to recognize when we are growing apart from God is the start of our journey back to God and getting onto the right road with Jesus. God always stands ready to welcome us back and provides saints as companions and inspirational guides. All of the saints that have gone before us have experienced difficult periods in their own lives and at times have felt far from God. Most have recognized their issues and have made the decision to turn back. Some just persevered in their faith, accepting suffering as a byproduct of their life and ministry, and even in their darkest hours, finding their strength in the suffering of Jesus and the hope of his resurrection. So on this day, we give thanks for all the saints that have gone before us, those that are around us now and those here with us this morning. Let us also give thanks that new saints will be baptized somewhere today and start a new life in Christ. Amen.